From the Heart, June 13. The Ordinances. I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. The symbols of the Lord's house are simple and plainly understood, and the truths represented by them are of the deepest significance to us. In instituting the sacramental service to take the place of the Passover, Christ left for His church a memorial of His great sacrifice for sinners. "This do," He said, "in remembrance of Me." This was the point of transition between two economies and their two great festivals. The one was to close forever. The other, which He had just established, was to take its place and to continue through all time as the memorial of His death. With the rest of the disciples, Judas partook of the bread and wine, symbolizing the body and blood of Christ. This was the last time that Judas would be present with the 12. But that the scripture might be fulfilled, he left the sacramental table, Christ's last gift to His disciples, to complete His work of betrayal. The children of God are to bear in mind that God is brought sacredly near on every such occasion as the service of feet washing. The object of this service is to call to mind the humility of our Lord and the lessons He has given in washing the feet of His disciples. There is in us a disposition to esteem ourselves more highly than our brothers and sisters, to work for ourselves, to serve ourselves, to seek the highest places. And often evil surmisings and bitterness of spirit spring up over mere trifles. This ordinance, preceding the Lord's Supper, is to clear away these misunderstandings, to bring us out of our selfishness, down from our stilts of self-exaltation to the humility of spirit that will lead us to wash one another's feet. The ordinance of feet washing has been especially enjoined by Christ, and on these occasions the Holy Spirit is present to witness and put a seal to His ordinance. He is there to convict and soften the heart. He draws the believers together and makes them one in heart. They are made to feel that Christ indeed is present to clear away the rubbish that has accumulated, to separate the hearts of the children of God from Him.